It's 95.1 K-Frog, a great show coming to the Brandon Iron in San Bernardino in a couple weeks on Friday, June 21st. Drake White, he is on the phone with me right now. How are you, Drake?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
So excited to have you out here again. This is like a tradition. This is the third year in a row that you've come out here in June. The previous two shows, you sold out. I'm sure you're hoping to do the same with this third one.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great spot. It's a great spot for us to come in. And I always tell people, you know, we're there because they're there. And as long as they show up, we'll show up. And so it's just one of those spots that's always brought out a really good crowd, and anytime we're in California or around San Bernardino, I'll be there.
And you use every bit of performance space you have. Like, you run all over the stage, you're like running on the tables. Is your insurance crazy because of that?
It's not cheap, I'll tell you that, but it's I've always lived my life like that, you know. I mean, my mom and my dad, they were liberal enough to just kind of let me do my thing growing up. I mean, if it was dirt bikes or if it was bicycles, or I was just always trying to push the limit on what I was doing, and just kind of a little evil Knievel streak, if you will. And I've kind of brought that over to the musical side just because that's what I wanted to do. It wasn't something planned or anything like that. I just started doing it because it's fun.
Well, in December, you dropped a couple of live tracks, and you've recently been in the studio with Jaren Johnson of the Cadillac 3. Anything you can tell us about that? Are we going to get to hear some new music at the show?
Yeah, we're going to play two or three new ones at the show, and it's been awesome working with Jaren. Me and JJ we've been friends for 12 years. Have always worked together in some capacity, whether it be writing or just hanging out. But he's part of my circle, part of my brotherhood, if you will. And just to be in the studio with him and make the kind of soulful country fuzz that we had always thought about making, that's what we wanted to do, and we're doing exactly what we want to do. And so it's pretty freeing, and it's pretty damn awesome to be. It's liberating, I guess, you know.
Well, even with that daredevil inside of you, you really have a heart of gold. You recently did something really cool with the Nashville Boys and Girls Club. Tell us about that.
Well, I've always had a heart for young kids, you know, especially now with the cell phones and everything. And they're great. Cell phones are great. You know, I'm not saying they're horrible. I'm just saying I grew up. I didn't think about how many likes I had. I didn't think about, all I thought about was the wind blowing through the trees and, like, you know, the rain and, like, being outdoors and seeing wildlife. And, like, I was always outside. So I want to, through our brand and through our, you know, our philanthropic efforts, I just want to get kids passionate about something, you know, whatever they're passionate, whether it be the outdoors or architecture, or to let them tap into learning and being just being free, being kids. And so getting with kids and showing them how the songwriting process works. I mean, I didn't know. I grew up in Alabama and didn't really know songwriting was an option for me until people started saying, hey, you know, you should move to Nashville and pursue this. But if I would have known at 5 or 6 or 8 years old, I mean, that would have been amazing. And my path is my path for a reason. I get it. But I just like getting in little – I like talking to kids because there's just no filter there, you know, and there's no prejudice. There's just exactly what they're thinking. And I think if we can help them, I mean, what a better mission on this earth than to help a kid, or to help anybody out for that matter, but to help kids start at a young age to get passionate about something and live a life of purpose and passion is just rad to me. I love it.
And what a perfect person you are to do that, because I really feel like you're a Renaissance man. I mean, you have been in landscaping, you've been a contractor, you're a musician. There's so many things that you know how to do.
Well, perfect person is definitely not one that I would ever claim to be, but the Renaissance thing, I've just got a lot of interest. Right now, I'm really interested in jujitsu. I love helicopters, so I'd love to learn how to fly a helicopter. I like building stuff. I like great landscaping. I'm obsessed with waterfalls and water wheels. So, and music, it all ties back to music. And people are like, well, how? I mean, everything that I just mentioned makes a sound in the outdoors. Everything is related, but not so directly related to music, but like, I am better if I give music a break, give my ears a break, and I go out and I build a table, or I go out and I do landscaping, or go out and plant we just got bees. Go out and check out our hives of bees and just check it out and take a break from, like, and then when I come back and do create, it's like, it's right there. It's, I pull from that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Another interest of yours is Game of Thrones. Now, I haven't seen it, but it sounds like a lot of people who did watch it were pretty disappointed with that last season. Would you still recommend it to people who haven't seen it?
Lord, yeah. It's the best TV of all time, hands down. I don't even think it's arguable. If you go in, look at the cinematography, look at the battle scenes, the writing, it's just unbelievable. It's a masterpiece. People were disappointed. They said they were disappointed with the end, but what do you do? Like, I think, first of all, the way it ended, the person who is the king, that is the best king in the world. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but in my opinion, he is the best one in the world. He can tell the future, and he's calm, he's collective, he's amazing. So I loved that part about it, and there's a couple of little things I would have changed, but, I mean, I'm not the writer. But, yeah, it's phenomenal TV, and I don't even watch TV, but me and my wife just, we dove into that, you know, like a swan dive and just tore it up. It was so good.
Well, Drake, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. You can see him at the Brandon Iron in San Bernardino on Friday, June 21st. Tickets are on sale at BrandonIronSaloon.com, or you could win them all this week with Heather between 10 and 2. Doors and Kitchen open at 6. Drake goes on at 9:30. It's going to be a show that is soulful and energetic, and you're going to feel like you've gone to church.
Yep.
It's Drake White on 95.1 K-Frog.